بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله we are going through this chapter باب الزهد في الدنيا the chapter which discusses زهد inside of the دنيا abstinence inside of the دنيا دنيا کے اندر رہ کر دنیا کی چیزوں سے بے رغبتی اختیار کرنا اس کا نام ہے زہد تو اس کے متعلق کچھ احادیث ہم دیکھ رہے تھے So, وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتبع الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله متفق عليه سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه رواية فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ میت مردار کا پیچھا کرتا ہے تین چیز تین چیزیں مردار اور میت کی پیچھا کرتے ہیں اہلہ اس کے اہل و عیال ومالہ اس کا مال و دولت وعملہ اور اس کا عمل فیرجع اثنان دو چیزیں واپس آ جاتے ہیں ویبقا واحد اور صرف ایک ہی چیز اس کے ساتھ باقی رہتے ہیں قبر کے اندر یرجع اہلہ ومالہ اس کا اہل و عیال اور اس کا مال واپس آ جاتے ہیں لوٹ آتے ہیں اور وَيَبْقَ عَمَلُهُ اس کا عمل اس کے کرتوت جو اس نے کیا تھا دنیا کے اندر وہ اس کے ساتھ باقی رہتے ہیں قبر کے اندر So سیدنا انس بن مالک رضی اللہ عنہ is narrating that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has stated that three things they follow the deceased person the person who leaves the dunya three things follow them his family number one his wealth number two and his deeds number three Two things they return and one thing remains. His family and his wealth they return and his deeds they remain. This hadith has appeared previously as well that in this hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is putting everything into perspective for us. That when the human being, the one who has a soul inside of them, is inside of this dunya, these three things make up our whole life, our family. How much time does a person give to their family? Just your wife and children, and then your parents and your relatives. So much time. Hours and hours and hours and hours, years of our time is just devoted on our family. And maluhu, his wealth, investing, building, my financial empire, or just filling my bank account on a daily basis. Let's say a person works 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day. How much time a person is giving to his wealth, or earning wealth, acquiring, accumulating wealth. So just there, imagine, how much time has gone on just family? And how much time has gone on earning money? And the last thing is amal, deeds. Now deeds are so strong that your wealth and your family can become part of your deeds. Or your wealth and your family can remain separate from your good deeds. The insan ke ikhtiyar mein hai, agar wo chahe to jo waqt usne apne ahl o ayal par sarf ki hai, اور جو وقت اس نے اپنے مال کمانے میں صرف کی ہے وہ بھی اپنے نیک عمل بھی بن سکتا ہے اور اگر چاہیے تو یہ دونوں چیزیں الگ رہ سکتا ہے الگ رہ جائے گا اور اس کا عمل الگ رہ جائے گا So this is his choice whether he wants his wealth whether he wants his family to be part of his amal that every day every second every minute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him if his intention is that this is from Allah Everything, this is from Allah. My time is from Allah, my health is from Allah, my family is from Allah, my wealth is from Allah. That means I need to spend them or I need to deal with them in a way that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Then all of this has become his amal. Family is all amal. You're looking after your parents, amal. You're looking after your wife, amal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he mention about sadaqah? That حَتَّى اللُّقْمَةَ تَجَعَلُهَا فِي فِي إِمْرَأَتِكَ Even the morsel that a person places in the mouth of his wife with the correct intention becomes sadaqah for them, charity for them. Biwi bachon ko khilana pilana, unka rehen sehen ka, aur unka jo kapre wagaira ka intizam karna, ye sab insan ke nek aamal mein likha ja sakta hai. Bas niyat par daru madar hai. Why am I doing it? Family, that's why. When a person has this intention in front of them, subhanallah, the whole life is good deeds. Everything. You're eating, why am I eating? So I can gain strength to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why am I sleeping? So I can rejuvenate my body physically. When I wake up in the morning, I'm tired now. You know, many pious people, they wouldn't sleep until they were very, very tired. They wouldn't sleep. Kabi, I'm energetic, I've got energy. SubhanAllah, some of the Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she would perform tahajjud salah in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in her hujra, in her room, she would be so tired, but she would keep herself tied with ropes to the wall so that she doesn't fall down in her salah. So imagine how much they would push themselves. This is not necessary that a person does this. But the point is that this is how much they would push themselves, that I still have a bit of energy, I still have a bit of strength, let me use this to worship Allah. And when my body totally shuts down, I will sleep just for as long as is zarurat, necessity, and then I'm going to wake up and I'm carry on worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sleep is ibadat, my eating is ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in beautiful hadith, he says that a person who that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah la yarda anil abdi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with that person. Allah ta'ala us bande se khush ho jate, razi ho jate. Wo kya amal karta hai? What amal does he do? That he ya'kulu al-aklata fayahmaduhu alayha wa yashrabu al-shurbata fayahmaduhu alayha. That when he eats a morsel of food, jab ek lukma apne muh ke andar dalta hai, to bas Allah ta'ala ki tarif ada karta hai. Alhamdulillah. وَيَشْرَبُ الشَّرْبَ, when he drinks a sip of water, ek gont peeta hai, to alhamdulillah, Allah ka shukr ada karta hai. Allah ta'ala is bande se razi ho jate. So Allah ta'ala doesn't demand a lot from us. The main thing that we need to do is the obligatory actions. Fara'id. Jin cheezon ko Allah ta'ala ne farz muqarrar ki hai, unko amal mein lana chahiye, aur saath saath gunahon se bachna. These are two essential things. Beyond that, everything we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is automatically pleased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy. So the point is the a'mal. That person's wealth and family, we invest so much into them. If our intention is right, subhanAllah, is all a'mal. So when a husband and wife, they spend time together, and the intention is, look, husband and wife, even the time that they spend alone in solitude, and the time that they spend in private, subhanAllah, if a person's intention, you have so many intentions. One is, I'm saving myself from zina. I'm protecting myself from zina. Secondly, I am fulfilling the right of my wife. Thirdly, I am protecting my wife from falling into any form of zina. Because what happens? The husband, chalo, I do. Even the wife, everybody has desires. Three intentions there. Fourthly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me with pious children. All of these intentions. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, famous story about him, that he had, he allowed multiple wives, 70 wives. And he said, one night he said, I'm going to sleep with all of my wives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me 70 sons, and all 70 of those sons I'm going to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're going to go in the path of Allah, and they're going to die as shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a valid intention. But the point is this, that a person can have so many valid intentions, and then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, even the time that you spend with your wife, this becomes sadaqah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu was shocked. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, one Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, a person is fulfilling the desires of his nafs, and you're saying he's getting the reward of sadaqah? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, what about if he was to fulfill that desire in haram? What would have happened? He would have got guna, sin. Similarly, he has fulfilled that desire in halal, Allah is going to reward him. Anything we do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to avoid haram, a person is rewarded. SubhanAllah, so it's all the intention. So maal o dawlat aur biwi bachche, yeh sab kuch insaan ki jo hai zimmedari hai, saath laga hua hai. Sayyidina Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was just reading today somewhere. He used to say that, you know, a person wakes up in the morning and everything is calling them. The qabr is calling them, the angel of death is calling them, the two angels who are writing your deeds are calling you, pulling you. Everything is calling you. Your wife and your children are calling you. Everything is, the human being, the desires of your nafs are calling you. Everything is calling you, and everything is placing their demand in front of you. Now it's up to you whose demands you want to fulfill first. So leave all of those demands and fulfill the demands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because har cheez talabgar hai. Nafs bhi talabgar. Malakul maut bhi talabgar. Wo bhi aa jayega ek din pakar lega. Saath ye jo farishte hai, wo bhi talabgar. Ye kab nek amal kare to main likh lu. کب برا عمل کرے تو میں لکھ لوں. شیطان بھی طلبگار کہ میں اس کان میں وسوسہ ڈال رہا ہوں, کب میری بات سن لے. بیوی بچے بھی طلبگار, ہاں کماؤ کماؤ کماؤ, پیسے دو پیسے دو, کپڑا دو مکان دو, جی ایوری تھنگ از کالنگ یو. تو سیدنا احمد بن حنبل رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے کسی نے ان سے پوچھا تھا کہ حضرت او گریٹ امام, ہاؤ ڈیڈ یو اسپینڈ دا مارننگ, ہاؤ ڈیڈ یو ویک اپ ان دا مارننگ. ہی سیڈ واٹ کین آئی سے, آئی ویک اپ ان دا مارننگ ایوری تھنگ از کالنگ می, ایوری تھنگ از پلنگ می. اینڈ دین ہی سیڈ دس, مائی اینجل یو نو رائٹنگ ڈیڈز آر کالنگ می, ملک الموت از کالنگ می, مائی ڈیزائرز آر کالنگ می, شیطان از کالنگ می, مائی فیملی از کالنگ می, ٹیل می ہاؤ ایم آئی سپوز ٹو ڈسکرائب دا وے آئی ووک اپ ان دا مارننگ. Meaning everybody is in a test. Subhanallah, so many things are calling us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many things are calling us to take us away from the path of Allah. Now a person needs to focus, I just need to please my Allah. Allah khush ho jaye to bas sab kuch kaam ban jayega. Aur Allah ta'ala naraz and everything. La ta'ata li makhlouqin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to the creation if it means disobeying the creator. Ta Allah ko naraz karke makhlouq ko khush karna ye bewakufi hai, nalaiqi hai. جی اللہ ناراض ہے لیکن مخلوق خوش ہے, ہاں بیوی خوش, بچے خوش, پتہ نہیں اور دوسرے لوگ خوش, لیکن اللہ ناراض, یہ کتنی بڑی بدبختی کہ اللہ کو خوش کرنا, باقی سب ناراض ہو جائے, سب رشتے کاٹ لیں, لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ رشتہ مضبوط, تو باقی سب رشتے واپس اللہ تعالیٰ سب کچھ درست کر دیں گے. دس از دا وے وی نیڈ ٹو تھنک اباؤٹ اٹ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy, all of the issues I have, all of the problems I have, all the situations I have, Allah ta'ala will resolve all of them. Anyway, so three things follow a deceased person: their family, their wealth, and their deeds. Two things will return: your family and your wealth. We don't take anything with us, subhanallah. All of this that we acquire, all of this that we earn, our family, our children, we invest so much in them. That's it. Soon as we die, the only thing in the another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says what? That one of the only things that will benefit that person when he passes away, amalun salihun. Good deeds that he took with him, nek amal jo usne saath leke gaya, and sadaqatun jariyatun, sadaqa jariya, you built a well. In one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions one of the best sadaqa you can do is to grow crops. Why? Because even if you die, or even if you grow a tree, subhanallah, imagine you grow an apple tree. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, he became a very old person and he was planting a tree. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu apne bilkul intihai umar mein ek poda beej bo rahe the. To kisi ne kaha, Hazrat, aap ye poda ugne se pehle aap duniya se chale jayenge. Before this tree becomes a tree, before this plant even grows, you're going to die. Sayyidina Abu Darda said, I will die but somebody else will use it and I will get all their reward. So in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions this is one of the best forms of sadaqa jariya, water. Natural source of water. Subhanallah, so many countries have no water. So many people are in need of water. Imagine you pay for a well to be built, or some kind of water, source of water to be formed, or growing some kind of tree, planting some seeds so some plants can grow. MashaAllah, our students in one of the courses last year, at the end of the year, they sent me this message saying, oh, so in your name, we planted an olive tree in Palestine. Subhanallah, something that makes you very happy. آپ کے نام میں ہم نے ایک زیتون کا درخت کا پودا لگایا ہے فلسطین میں, تو اس پہ زیتون اور اولیوز اگے گا اور لوگ کھائیں گے اور اس کا ثواب مجھے ملے گا, اجر مجھے ملے گا, چونکہ انہوں نے میرے نام پہ لگایا تھا. سو دس از سم تھنگ دیٹ ول کنٹینیو, بٹ اینی تھنگ ایلس ول فنش. اوکے, آئی گیو یو سم فوڈ فنش, ونس دیٹ فوڈ فنشز, اوکے, ٹیمپرری ریوارڈ. بٹ اے ٹری دیٹ یو گرو اور اے پلانٹ دیٹ یو گرو اور سم تھنگ فرام وچ پیپل کین کنٹینیو ٹو بینیفٹ, بیکاز اٹ اسٹینڈز دا پاسیج آف ٹائم. اینڈ ایپل ٹری, where was the apple tree that fell down, that you got cut down and everybody was on BBC News? It was an apple tree, a normal tree. The point is, these trees are very strong, you know, and it's been there for so many years, right? Hundreds of years or something. So you plant a tree and people are eating from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever eats from it, you will get reward. Whoever steals from it, you will get reward. Even an animal that comes and eats from it, you will get reward. Apne darakht lagaya, isse insaan khaye, halal, مطلب کسی کو آپ نے اسے ہدیہ دیا, یا کسی نے چوری کر کے بھی اسے کھا لیا, یا جانور نے آ کے اسے کھا لیا, آپ کو سب کچھ ثواب ملتا رہے گا. بیکاز آف یو اللہ ہیز میڈ یو اے مینس آف دا غذا اینڈ سسٹیننس. سو دس ون اے پرسن ڈائز صدقۃن جاریہ, سبحان اللہ, دا سم صدقہ جاریہ کنٹینیوز, یور ڈیڈ بڈی کنٹینیوز, اینڈ دا بیسٹ فارم آف صدقہ جاریہ از علم ینتفع بہ. There's some knowledge. You told someone some mas'ala, you told someone some ilm of deen, and they learnt it, they practiced upon it, they taught their children, they taught their family members. You're gone, you're long gone. Somebody's reading namaz, you're getting every reward of all their salah. Somebody's performing hajj, you're getting the reward of their hajj. Somebody's, subhanallah, that person is the millionaire. He's the Bill Gates. He's made the biggest investment. Everybody's good amal, any good amal that I taught someone how to recite Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you, to miss a subset of zal wo shakhs, jisne kisi ko Quran sikhaya, jisne Quran khud sikha aur dusron ko sikhaya. A person who learns the Quran and teaches others the Quran, he's the best person in the sight of Allah. So one of the narrators of this hadith, Sayyidina Ibrahim, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was an old man sitting in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an old man, should be retired by this age. But he's sitting there, and he's teaching his students Quran, and then he said, do you know why I'm teaching you Quran? Is Umar mein, abhi Umar shayad 80-90 saal kabhi ho raha hai, lekin abhi kyun main masjid mein baith kar tumhein Quran sikha raha hoon? Sirf isi hadith ke wajah se. تمہیں سے سب سے افضل وہ لوگ جو خود قرآن سیکھتے اور دوسروں کو سکھاتے ہیں. So this is my retirement کی عمر, ابھی تو مجھے آرام کرنا ہے, لیکن میں ابھی مسجد میں بیٹھ رہا ہوں اور مسجد یہ کوئی ماشاءاللہ خوبصورت کیا کہتے ہیں کارپٹ وغیرہ اس طرح تو نہیں تھا. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے زمانے میں بالکل مٹی پر مٹی, it was soil, there was no carpet. Carpet, if they had carpet in that time, they would put it on the wall, it would have been, you know, a luxurious statement. It was on the floor, dust, and they would go inside. Subhanallah, when I first read the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to the sahaba, man massal hasa faqad lagha. In Jum'ah salah, in Salatul Jum'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever touches the stone, jisne kankariyon ko haath lagaya, isne matlab lagha, isne gunah kiya hai. Kankariyon ko haath lagana masjid ke andar, how does this make sense, that touching the stones in the masjid? When you think, look at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go into the masjid, you're sitting, listening to the khatib delivering the khutbah, and you're sitting and it's stones and there's small soil and dirty, and if it rains, the masjid floor is wet. Sometimes you've got animals coming into the masjid. Cats and dogs would come into the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're making things dirty. So you've just come sat down, the way we are, the way we have our clothes so clean, mashallah. Imagine how we would sit on that floor. But then you would have put our little plastic bags out, I don't know, whatever else we would have done. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever moves the stones like this, that person is sinful. He is distracted from the khutbah of the imam. Even going into the sajda, when one person would try to move the stones, just so he could put his face on the floor, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell them off. This is how the sahaba and those who came after them, this is how they used to do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in these states, they would stand so long in salah, and they would do sajda for such a long period of time, ruku for such a period of time, in that, not where mashallah, beautiful carpet, underfloor heating, a person can just go to sleep. See? So this is how it was. So what was I saying? So Sayyidina Ibrahim is an old man, sitting on that cold masjid floor, and he's saying, why am I still sitting here? Because of this hadith. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you are those who teach the Qur'an, who learn the Qur'an, and those who teach the Qur'an. Anyway, so, أَعْمَال. And the final thing, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Pious children who will make dua for you. نیک صالح اولاد جو آپ کے لئے دعا کریں. دنیا سے رخ. یہ اصل چیز ہے. You know, this is a real investment. اپنے بچوں کو بچپنے سے جس طرح اس پودے کا ہم خیال رکھتے ہیں, when you put a seed into some soil and you water it and you nurture it, they say nurturing your plant, making sure it gets enough sunlight, making sure it's watered, it's looked after, it's in the right temperatures, all of this. This is how we need to treat our children. Everything. Why are you putting your shoe on left foot first and right foot? No, right foot first. Did you say salam when you came into the room? Go out and say salam. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach. Bachchon ko, koi bachcha kamre ke andar aa jata baghair salam kehte hue, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko kehte ke bahir ja ke wapas aa jao aur salam kaho pehle. دائیں ہاتھ سے بائیں ہاتھ سے کہنا, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس طرح مارتے تھے کہ دائیں ہاتھ سے کہو. یو ہیو ٹو ٹرین یور چلڈرن. اور چلڈرن آر گروئنگ اپ, دے آل ڈرنکنگ ود دیئر لیفٹ ہینڈ, ایٹنگ ود دیئر لیفٹ ہینڈ, بٹ دین یو ڈوئنگ ایوری تھنگ رانگ. استاد اینڈ ٹیچرز اینڈ مدرسہ, دیٹ دے کین پلے اے پارٹ. والدین, یہ دس از مائی سرمایہ. بچے میرا سرمایہ ہے, دنیا سے میں چلا جاؤں گا تو انہی کے واسطے, ان ہی کی وجہ سے مجھے نیک عمل ملتے رہیں گے. اگر ان کو میں نے جو ہے نیک بنایا, نیک کاموں میں لگایا, نیک راستے پہ لگایا, اٹس ویری امپورٹنٹ. ولد صالح یہ تو سبحان اللہ. ان باٹلی ریسنٹلی اے گریٹ اسکالر پاسڈ اوے, فورگٹن ہز نیم ناؤ, اینڈ سمبڈی روٹ ہز اوبچوری. ایک بہت بڑے ایک عالم ریسنٹلی باٹلی میں ان کی وفات ہوئی تھی, انتقال, تو 90 سال سے اوپر ان کی عمر. روزانہ آپ کے والدین کے قبر کے پاس جاتے تھے, روزانہ جا کے وہاں تلاوت کرتے تھے, گھنٹہ, دو گھنٹہ, تین گھنٹے. 90 سال کی عمر میں اپنے والدین کی قبر کے پاس روزانہ جاتے تھے, تلاوت کرتے تھے. سو نیک بچے. اور یہ تو صرف والدین کی قبر کے پاس جانا, اور سوچئے گا اس بچے سے گناہ ہوگا. قبر پہ جائے گا والدین کی مطلب جو ہے دیدار کرے گا اور ساتھ ساتھ والدین کے لیے قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کرے گا دعا کرے گا گھر میں آ کے کیا یہ گناہ کرے گا گھر میں آ کے سوچتا رہے گا ابھی میں اپنے والدین کے پاس سے آیا ہوں So he'll be even more focused when he comes home. He'll be focusing. I can't be doing sin. I'm going to go and see my parents every single day. I'm going to go and make dua for them. So this is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these pious children. Allah ta'ala make us pious children for our parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us pious children who will succeed us when we die and who will make dua for us and who will be a means of happiness and joy for us in our graves. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this hadith. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, shalala, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.